Blog Talk Radio.
Some days you're weary. Some days you're weary. And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can.
You.
It is the first Sunday of the month, March 4th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart, with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Well, good evening, sir. Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, man. Good evening to you, doctor. How's everything your way?
Oh, everything's good, man. No complaints here. Just ready to have another amazing show, hearing some good word and some inspirational messages coming from you. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amen. Thank you, doctor. I always appreciate you and appreciate all the hard work and that you do in helping me to get things together for the show. It's a true blessing to have you around. I'm truly grateful for you.
Same here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in our lives, the blessings and the breakthroughs and all the love, Father God, that you have shown us. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you are still in the blessing business. And Father God, you are not done with us just yet. You did not bring us this far to drop us off, Father God, or to leave us or forsake us. So, Father God, we just thank you. Because yet again, Father, you have proven that you love us. You have proven, Father God, that you are in our corner. You have proven, Father God, that you are always there for us. Even up until the moment, Father God, the moment of death, you are always up there with us. We just love you right now, Father God, because you are so awesome. You are better to us than we are to ourselves, Father God. And for that, I just thank you because where would I be? Where would we be without you? Where would we be without your loving grace, your saving power? Where would we be? I just thank you, Father. I ask that you bless this network as we expand, Father, and as we go higher and higher. Continue to bless, Father. Bless those, Father, those hosts who have radio shows, Father, on this network. Bless those that are coming in, Father. We ask, Father, that you would bless, continue to bless Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle. As they see us going higher, Father God, we ask that you would bless them and bless their visions, Father God, bless their hands, Father God, bless their minds, bless their spirits, Father. Let them take us higher and higher. We just thank you. Now, Father God, I ask that you will bless this world. Keep your loving arms wrapped around this world, Father. Remind those who have forgotten about you. Use me as a vessel. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited, and I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. For this week, the word of the week that I want you to search out scripture pertaining to this word, the word is justice. What does justice mean to you? Find scriptures that speak about justice, and I want you to hide them in your heart. See how it pertains to your Christian walk and your journey. Call in next week and let's discuss your findings. If you live by that scripture throughout the whole week, I bet you God will bless you. I'm willing to bet you that God will throw a blessing your way. Those of you who have, since I started this Word of the Weekend, those of you who have lived by each word in the scriptures that you found, I can guarantee you that God has blessed your life tremendously. But I need you to tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Watch what God will do on your behalf. Brother Akim, you know, before I move on, I have to say something. And typically during this time, we have a little testimony time. But I got to get something out. And what I want to talk about just for a second, in the church, Brother Akim, when we are giving our appointments or giving our notations to our bishop, or when we are talking to our presiding elder, we normally have a 2-minute time frame. So I want you to tell me when 3 minutes. I'm going to go 3 minutes. So tell me when 3 minutes is up. So I just want to put something out there real fast.
Will do.
Thank you, doctor. I want to talk about understanding your worth in Christ. Understand that we are all somebody. Understand that Christ looks at us as his children, his brothers and his sisters. I want you to know that if nobody has ever told you that they love you, I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. I want you to know that there is no greater love than that of Jesus to Christ. Understanding your worth in Christ, knowing who you are. When you wake up in the morning, you, when your feet hit that floor, you ought to have a sense of happiness. Happiness because God allowed you to live another day. Happiness because you are one of God's children. And happiness because Jesus said, Father, let them live one more day. Let them praise one more day. Let them love one more day. If you do not have if you don't have self-worth, I want you to know that you are somebody in Christ. If you do not believe in yourself, I want you to know that Christ believes in you. When you think that nobody loves you or cares about you, I want you to know that Christ loves and cares about you. In fact, I want you to all look at your cell phone, look at it for a minute, and I want you to know that Christ is calling your phone. Do you answer it or do you ignore his call? Understand that Christ has worth in you. He believes in you. He sees the goodness, the greatness in you. But you have to know it. And I thank God that he has given me the platform to tell you. No longer will you sit back depressed and irritated and frustrated and downtrodden, and you think that nobody loves you and that the world despises you. You need to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. That means that no matter what Satan throws at you, you are more than a conqueror. You want God's greatest? Start thinking about God's greatest. If you don't see yourself as a blessing, guess what? How can you receive a blessing? It's time. I just had to share that.
Hey, well,
amen. I had to share that. And it's just so amazing. Brother Akim, I want to step outside of our norm for a minute.
Sure.
There's a gentleman on the phone who called in before the show started. He told me he called in before the show started because he wanted to secure his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Deacon Maurice Davis, I told him to call in and make sure that he was on the phone because I wanted him to especially be a part of this show tonight.
Sure. Just press the one,
and
we can plug him in.
Yes, sir. Brother Deacon, hit the one button and we'll bring you in, sir.
Here we are.
Hello.
Amen. How you doing, Doctor?
Yes. All right.
Amen. It's good to talk to you, sir. Good to talk to you. I know last week, sir, you wanted to call in and you were right at the end, and we got a little backed up at the end due to so many calls that were coming through. But I wanted to pray for you and your father. First, tell the listeners and those who believe what we should be praying for. What is going on?
My mother said he's still the same as he was on last week. I went over there for her birthday last Tuesday. I couldn't even go in the room and see him because he was just laying there.
Okay.
I forgot the word that she used that he has that messed him up.
Okay. Hey, man.
Because the doctor's giving him less than 6 months to he could pass at any time now.
Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this deacon, Father. He stands holding up the bloodstained banner. Father, when all those who walked away from the ministry due to frustration and fatigue and weariness and feeling like that they were not getting the opportunity, Father, this deacon has stood in a gap. He has touched many people with his words. He has blessed many people through his hands. And he always gives a kind word to anybody who needs it. In fact, Father God, he has blessed your people. He has helped your people. He has honored your people. Now, Father God, we ask that you would do the same on his behalf. Remember, Father God, all the blessings that he has placed out. Remember all the blessings whom he has given away. All the sacrifices, Father God, that he has done on your behalf. When the world forgets his work, Father God, I ask that you will please remember. He's coming to the throne of grace, Father God, asking that you will touch his father, that you will heal him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Purge his father of any impurities or any sin, Father God. Anything that was stopping his Father God from blessing, we ask that you would remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our great physician, Father God. So we don't trust in what man says. We trust in what you say. And you said for those that love you, that you will give them life and life more abundantly. So now, Father God, we're not asking, but we are expecting you to move. That you would touch right now in a mighty way. That as we praying right now, Father God, that he's feeling the overall sense of warmth that goes through his body, Father God. And he will stand up and say, look what God has done for me. I just thank you. And I just ask right now, Father, that you will please touch and bless in a mighty way. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' healing name. Amen.
Amen.
Whew. I expect a healing to take place, brother. And we're going to continue. We will continue to pray and pray and pray. And when we've prayed enough, we're going to pray some more. And at that moment, when you get tired, when you say, Lord, I've done all I can do, we're going to continue to pray. Because God can change it all around, sir. And that's what we're expecting. We're here for you, brother. Anytime you need us, we're always here. Continue to hold up that bloodstained banner. And when you feel that you can't go on no more, brother, you lean on us. Lean on us. Because we love you. Never forget that. We love you. You are welcome to stay on if you would like, sir. I feel blessed when you are around, and it's an honor to have you to be a part of the show. Just let it out, doctor, because God's gonna move on your behalf. God is gonna move on your behalf. I'm expecting it. If there's anybody else who needs prayer, call in now. And after this short message, the phone lines will be open. I just want you all to know that we love you. We love you. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 35. And it reads, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Jesus replied, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. And I just want to touch on that for a second. The greatest commandment, to love. The Ten Commandments were set in stone. There was no changing them, no replacing them. No going around the corner trying to find a loophole. God said, this is the law. And if you want to serve me, if you want to be a part of my family, if you call yourself a godly man, then you will follow my commandments. You see, from the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it is a true love story. Love abound throughout the whole Bible. And even up until the time of the Ten Commandments, when God allowed Israel to become this nation as he formed them into this great nation and all the things that God did for them, it was all done out of love. God seemed in the Old Testament like he was a little harsh, and when he spoke, he meant it, but God still loved his people. In fact, if Israel loved God as much as God loved them, Israel would be on top right now. God offered Israel everything that he could. from feeding them to clothing them to giving them something to drink to being a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud by day. God was there with them at all times to take care of their needs. That's what, when you love somebody, that's what you do. You look after them, you protect them, you want to make sure that they have everything that they need and that they want, and sometimes you go overboard for the people you love. This love experience that God wanted Israel to experience and to go through with him was a blessing, a blessed time for Israel, but Israel could not keep their minds out of Egypt. When you love somebody and you do right by that person, and you allow the love in your heart to be expressed, do you know that you're doing the work of God? Do you know that God expects all of us to treat each other with love and respect? The love experience that God shows us, he wants us to show somebody else. The people of the Old Testament needed to know what love was all about. You see, the Israelites went through a time of oppression and heartaches, and they cried out, and God heard them. And God picked them up as if they were nursing babies, and he loved on them. Every prophet, God loved on them. This whole law that the people could not follow was all about love. What I love about God is that if you want to test anything that I say, go back to Genesis 3 and 4, when God abolished Adam and Eve, when God pushed them out of the garden, the Bible says that God clothed them and sent them on their way. Now, if God did not love them, he would not have prepared them for the storm. Even though they went against God, even though they disrespected God, even though they made a spectacle of what God had given them, he still loved them anyhow. The same thing that the Israelites did. The same thing that they did to the prophets. The same thing that they did against the law. History has repeated itself. But the one thing that remained the same was God's love. As we go on, and we learn about a man named Jesus. Between Malachi and Matthew, we have what we call a 400 years of silence. It should have been a time of preparation and anticipation, but it became a time of sadness and weariness. The world itself was tired and ready to die off. But that living root, that root of Jesse that came in the form of man to relieve the hands of oppression, Jesus, taught the world a new way of loving, a new way of living. He told the people to do all that you can for everybody that you meet, not just those whom you love, but love your strangers, for you do not know if it's one of my angels. Love your enemies. By loving them, you will make your enemy your footstool. Come on, somebody. That when you love, if you love people the way that I love you, this world will be a whole lot better. I say that to those listening, that if you love somebody like Jesus loves you, this world would be a whole lot better. Matter of fact, I'm challenging you to love on somebody, to pick somebody up. Somebody is hurting right now, and you have the opportunity to pick them up and to turn them around. But will you love on somebody? Jesus, everything that he did it out of love. Every action that he did, even when he corrected people, was done out of love. Jesus healed the sick. He even brought sight back to the blind. And he did it all out of love. When he healed those who thought that their body was getting ready to die, he did it out of love. When the woman with the issue of blood said that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know something spectacular will happen in my life. And when it happened, it wasn't just about the blessing, it was the gift of love. When he saw her, he had compassion for her. And he loved on her and said, your sins have been forgiven. Your body has been made whole. He loved on them people. If we are Christians and supposed to be Christ-like, then we are supposed to do the same thing, to love on somebody. Jesus set the captives free. Jesus didn't just sit there and wait for somebody to come to him. He went to everybody. Even those who the Israelites didn't even deal with, the Gentiles. Jesus went around and spoke to anybody. And if he didn't, he sent his disciples out to do it. To love on some people. To be a blessing to somebody. To help somebody along the way. To pray for somebody, to praise God in and out of your seasons, to praise God in your secret and to praise God publicly. Do you follow the greatest commandment of them all, to love your neighbor as you love yourself? Do you find that you love unconditionally? Or is it just when you want to? What is love to you? How has love impacted your heart? The greatest act of love that one man could show a world was sacrificing his life so that we may live. Jesus gave up his life. His precious blood flowed. His body broken and abused. For me. For you, Brother Hakim. For you, Deacon Maurice. For anybody listening. The greatest act of love came when Jesus took that beating and didn't utter a word. Carried that cross. Hung on a tree. Dying for us. But out of love, he rose for us. And not only did he give us a symbol of love, but he left us with that commandment to go out and to tell somebody about his love, about his saving grace, about his power, But I ask you, are you doing just that? Are you opening yourself up to tell somebody that Jesus loves them? We have a lot of hurt, confused people in this world that need somebody to call on, to teach them to call on the Lord Jesus the Christ. And it is our job to do that. Will you go into the nursing homes and speak with the elderly? Will you go into the prisons and sit with those who are the world deems common criminals and thugs? Will you go into the streets and deal with those who need somebody needs a helping hand? Or will you even deal with the bums who don't have nothing? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to hold on to this greatest commandment? Because I'm here to let you know that if you hold on to this greatest commandment of them all, if you love as Jesus loved, you will see blessings after blessings flow your way. God said that if you love my people, and let me tell you what I mean by that. Love is an action word. You lifting somebody up. You praising God. You praying for somebody. You're giving somebody a morsel of bread, water, drink. You're giving them whatever they need, shoes on their feet, clothes on their backs. You know, even just a loving hand, a smile, a comforting word, speaking life and not death. When you speak life, and not death, blessings come. You see, I learned to speak life over our children. Speak love, not death and destruction. Regardless of what goes on, Christ says that, will you love my people? The greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love everybody. Sometimes, y'all, some people make it impossible or downright hard to love them. But love them anyhow. What's love got to do with it? Everything. It's all about love. If you are a follower of Jesus the Christ, love on somebody. Hey, man. God bless you.
Powerful. Another home run, my good friend.
Thank you, Doctor. Love is a fact, and it's certain. Love on somebody. Look after your neighbor. Touch him in a mighty way. Be the hand that blesses somebody. It's important. I challenge you all to love. Will you accept that challenge? And don't do it just off of what I'm saying. Do it because that's what this Bible says. Do it because it's important for your life to love. Brother Akim, do we have anybody on the phone that may...
We have quite a few people on tonight. If anyone wants to... chime in, talk about what you just heard. Maybe you may need a prayer for a loved one, or a friend, or yourself. Press the number one. We'll get you right in. Pastor Dante, the good deacon, is disconnected with us.
Amen.
So if, If he's listening, he wants to get back in, all you have to do is press the number one, and we have our first caller.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I'm calling in today because I have been going through an illness, and I am, I believe, to be on the upswing of my illness. However, I'm still taking medication for it, and I'm not 100% back to where I need to be. And so I'm just so thankful I'm able to call in today for a prayer and asking all the prayer warriors who are on this line as well to join in prayer for my full recovery.
Amen. And what is your name, dear?
Linda.
Linda. Amen. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Linda. We thank you, Father God, because you have brought her a mighty long way. You have touched her in a mighty way. We ask, Father, that you will continue to bless her and keep her, Father. We know, Father God, that illness comes. We know, Father God, that sometimes it looks like it's bleak, Father, but we trust and believe in you because we know, Father God, that you did not bring us this far just to leave us or to forsake us, Father. I ask right now, Father, for a special healing upon her life. Father God, I know that there is an anointing there already, Father God, so let this be a testimony for the people. Let Sister Linda stand up and say, look what God has blessed me with. I was once blind, but now I see the light. So, Father God, I ask right now that you will bless her, that you will keep her, that you will continue to honor her all the days of her life, Father. That you will touch in a mighty way, remove this sickness, this illness, whatever it is upon her. Purge her right now, Father. Wash her clean, white as snow right now, Father. We love you, and we stand in the gap for this sister right now. Continue, Father, to heal her spirit, her body, and her mind. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for the prayer and for all those prayer warriors who joined in this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And know that God is working on your behalf right now. He's working on your behalf. And I want to tell you something. I was always taught that even when you don't hear an answer from God, he's behind the scenes working it out.
Amen.
So he's working it out in your favor right now. So don't worry. Just continue to trust and believe that God is going to heal your body. And we will continue to lift you up because you know we love you and we're here for you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Reverend. I appreciate this. And you guys
Amen.
Have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Yes, bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Is there anyone else that would?
Yes, sir. We have another one coming up right now.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Area code 219. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're on live.
All right. Silence is golden, so we're going to just pray for you anyway, man. Father, we ask that you will bless that caller in any way that they need to be blessed, Father.
All right. And here's the next one.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. I just caught the tail end of your sermon, and it was kind of like you're probably referring to like maybe like the Ten Commandments, if I'm correct.
The Ten Commandments and the greatest commandment of them all, which was to love, which is what Jesus told the people that they needed to love and love their neighbors, and that was the greatest commandment of them all.
Yeah, because my pastor referred, he read the Exodus, I think it was Exodus 20, that refers about the Ten Commandments in his morning scripture from the Old Testament.
Hmm. Amen. Well, that's just confirmation there.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. I just like to come in prayer for a friend of mine. I went to a meeting, about to start my meeting up Thursday, to one of my members told me that my friend named Bill passed away unexpectedly. And I don't know from, I call it hearsay. His wife, he found him on a bed. She was trying to wake him up. He didn't wake up. And I told him what I'm going to be doing. I will, by that next Thursday when I have my next meeting, I'm going to get a sympathy card and have my members sign it, and maybe his close friends sign it too.
Amen.
And he was only 51.
Mm.
And I just saw him just a couple weeks ago, but I had an old pastor of mine said, "You're here today, but you could be gone tomorrow."
Amen. Amen. You know, that's why we should live our lives loving people and doing right by God's people. If we do that, we will have no regrets. Let's have a word of prayer for his family. Father, we just ask right now that you would touch this family in the loss of their husband and father, brother. Touch, Father God, and comfort. Wipe the tears from their eyes, Father. You and you alone can do this act. We ask that you will bless them, that you will keep them. That, Father God, that in the midst of the pain and the sorrow, Father, of loss, that you will now be the Father. Let them remember the good times, the laughter, and the joy that they had together. But most importantly, Father God, bless this family. Keep them, Father God. Wrap your arms around them and protect them. And allow them to know, Father God, that they are loved by your people. We thank you, Father God, for this brother, Darius, and for his heart. We ask that you will bless him in a mighty way. Bless him as he tries to be a blessing to others. Keep him in all things that he do. We thank you. We honor you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I just want to say to all the listeners, if you have not spoken to one of your relatives in a long time, please give them a call, because it may be the last time you might see them.
Hey, man. That's profound, because there are a lot of people who have not talked to their loved ones in quite a while, and it's time. If you have not talked to your loved ones, it's time that you set things right and in order. Thank you, Brother Darius.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too, sir. Thank you. Amen. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody else that would...
We're going to go back to that caller who they may have had us on hold or on mute and didn't realize they were live on air. So let's try it again.
All right. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
All right, caller ending in 0345.
You said 0345.
Yes, sir.
That's Deacon. That's me.
Oh, okay, we're back.
That's Deacon Morris. All right.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, Deacon.
All right.
All right. So do we have anybody else that would have a prayer request or anything?
Someone else just chimed in. Let's bring them on air.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have been listening, and I am I'm just taken back by the message. It was great. I think that one of the hardest things that, and I know Jesus knew that this would be a task for us, is to love not just your family members, but thy neighbor. You know, is so much hatred. That simply means that it doesn't matter what the nationality is or the gender is of your neighbor, of your coworker. It's the hardest thing we have to do, to let go of grudges and truly, like, really love. Not just say, show love, and not by words. So I'm going to meditate on the word, as I always do, and refer back to the references that you spoke from. I appreciate you bringing the word to the network. And I ask that you keep my son in prayer. It's been a rough week for myself.
Yes,
and I think I spoke to you one-on-one in regards to it, so I know that you are. I just want to go ahead and verbalize. I feel that if I say it, you know, when I already know that you are, that it kind of refreshes myself in regards to praying without ceasing. So I thank you for bringing the word. And to the young lady that was on the line who called in and about health conditions, we're praying for you. Anytime you need to reach out to HubNet Online Network in regards to Pastor Townsend and in need of some prayer, feel free to inbox him, Hakim Newble, or myself, Janet Jackson, and we will get the message to him. So we pray. We just don't pray on Sunday. We pray without ceasing. So you call in or you inbox us. There's a number on the network as well as on Facebook. We're on all the social media. To reach out to us, and anybody that's in need of prayer, you know, we tend to think that, you know, health conditions can't happen to us. We kind of think that we take for granted that we're going to wake up the next morning. And so everything that you touched on, it can happen to any one of us. One minute you feeling all right, and the next minute you're not. That's usually how it happens. And some of us make it through, and some of us don't. Either way, we need to pray for each other. And if you're in need of prayer and you've been listening, this is an online network where you can hear it online. We have people listening all over the world. So call in, we're in the process of attaching a 1-800 number also to the network, so that way you can call in no matter where you're at. Okay? Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate it. And I would like for you guys to please keep my son in prayer.
Amen. Well, you know what? Let's do that right now. Amen. Father God, we just come to you yet again asking that you would touch Sister Michelle's son. Lord, we're asking and we're expecting you to move in a supernatural way, Father. We know, Father God, that you throw out those blessings, but Father, we need a supernatural blessing to happen on his behalf, Father. But I pray, Father God, that as we release this supernatural blessing, that he will see and learn that it is all about you and not about nothing else. We ask right now, Father God, for yet just another opportunity to set things right and in order. That, Father God, that you will release, Father God, your blessings upon his life. That you will stop the hand of Satan, Father God, that's trying to steal his life, that's trying to steal him his joy, that's trying to steal everything away from him right now. Father God, we ask that you will come in and be the head of his life, Father God, that you will make him the head and tell him that he is not the tail. That right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, Father God, that you are moving, that you are shaking up a foundation right now, that there is a true shifting in the atmosphere, that right now, Father God, that you are making everything brand new. That you are laying down a new foundation, new dirt, Father God, new concrete, Father God. That right.
Come on.
We just thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do right now, Father God. And so we continue to stand in your presence right now, Father God, until you move on our behalf right now, Father God. We just thank you right now because we know that you are continually, Father God, move, and move. But let him see. Let him see that this was a blessing from you. That it's time to get things right and in order. We just thank you. We love you. I know, Father God, I know that you're saying that it's a twofold blessing that we have to do our parts in order for you to do your part. But we ask right now, Father God, that you will do your part right now, Father God, and we promise, Father God, to help him to do his part. We stand on that promise together as a community, as family, that we will help him to do his part. But please do your part. Please. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
No problem.
Thank you.
Amen. No problem. Amen. Brother Kim, I know we're winding down. Do we have anybody else that may want to give a word?
No, not at the moment, but we can... Sure as, we have about another six people who just tuned in. Amazing. Anyone want to get a last-minute prayer in, press the number one on your keypad, and we can get you in. We have about a minute and 50 seconds of the show left.
Amen.
Okay. Well.
All right. And as I close up my sermon, I want to say this. The Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. All of these things that the Ten Commandments say. But if you love, you will not kill nobody. If you love somebody, you will not steal from them. You will not bear false witness against them. And if you love God, you will love God with all your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. God bless you. This has been the Jubilee Affair. I am Pastor D. Townsend with the good brother Hakim Nuba. God bless you until next week. This is us signing off.
Some days you're weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.